The President of the Republic, Jean Lorenzo, will grant Independence Medal to the signatories of Alvor Agreement this week. The granting of the medals to the three movements of the liberation struggle will take place on November the 6th. Signatories of the Alvor Agreement are Antonio Agostinho Neto, Olden Roberto, and Jonas Malheiro Savimbi. The ceremony of awarding the Class of Honor Medal to national and international entities will also include former presidents of African countries who have helped Angola to achieve independence, former presidents of European, Asian, and American countries. In the meantime, the coordinator of AUDA and APAD at the African Union Commission, Abdelkader Ahoua, highlighted the importance that the Angolan government gave to former African leaders. Abdelkader Ahoua said that this recognition of the Angolan government shows their commitment of seeking Angola free from the colonial yoke. The official felt proud for Angola to take this initiative in its 50th independence anniversary.
So I think this occasion marks very important moment for Angolans and Africans all to reflect on the importance of being free, of being independent, to really exert ownership and leadership of decision, of action, and of commitment to the values and the principles of African unity, as well as to boost the development, stability, peace in the continent. As Algerian, I am very proud of this moment, because I know the historic relationships between Algeria and Angola, and the support that Algeria lended to Angola during its struggle towards independence. And I know that the late President Bembele will be decorated in this event, historic event here in Luanda. Let's touch our love, if I may say, and sentiments and the esteem that we have for Angolans. It's a recognition for a great leader of Algeria and Pan-Africanist as well. I know also there is a street named Houari Boumediene in Luanda. So I think this, all those gestures from brothers and sisters from Angola, our brothers and sisters, are a testimony of strong and well-grounded relationships between the people of Algeria and Angola.
In his stand, the chargé d'affaires of the Zambian embassy in Ethiopia, Tom Michello, congratulated Angola for recognizing the efforts of the late Kenneth Kaunda in supporting African liberation movement.
Firstly, I'm greatly humbled that the late president, first Republican president of Zambia, His Excellency Dr. Kenneth David Kaunda, may his soul continue resting in peace. Of course, his great works still live on, even in his death. And it is very, very touching that the government of Angola can recognize his contribution for peace and liberating Africa as a whole. All we can say is that we wish Angola a happy independence as they commemorate their National Day. And on behalf of myself and the people of Zambia, we wish to say thank you so much to President Lorenzo, for His Excellency, for according him the dignity and the respect that he deserves, recognizing his contribution. I thank you so much, and we wish you all the best. God bless Angola. God bless Zambia.
Those were some African entities highlighting Angola's initiative in recognizing African leaders in its 50th independence anniversary.